Hi, welcome to Talk Chinese. My name is Xiaolan. Today we want to talk about road in Chinese. We have Pippa Malmgren. Pippa is the best-selling author, public speaker, advisor to the White House and Downing Street, economist, and a great friend. Thank you, Pippa, for coming.
Thank you for having me.
Right, we talk about road. Mm. Yeah, road is important, not only because we have to move from A to B, there are some deeper meanings as well.
Absolutely. And the most important public policy issue in the whole world today is China's Belt and Road Initiative, which is the largest infrastructure building project in modern history.
Okay, wow. Let's talk about that. Before we do that, let's learn how to say road in Chinese. There's only one word, lu.
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 Yep, and it's very simple, just L-U, fourth tone, lu.
Lu.
Yep, and the character, it's actually the combination between the foot and then also the symbol to represent each foot. And then as you can imagine in ancient China or ancient everywhere, before people started using animals as the mean of transportation, they actually did everything on foot.
Sure.
So each
one
foot,
step.
One step to create the road. And when you have so many people walking on the same track, then you create the road. So lu.
Lu.
Yeah. And then there's also another expression they call ma lu. Ma is the horse. So ma lu, that means the road where actually can allow vehicles to get through. And when you say lu, that's road, but could be any road. Could be a little path, could be the Silk Road, could be like the railway, could be anything with a path. And then when we say ma lu, of course, we don't really do much of it other than in some cities like New York and London, the police force, they would ride the horses. But most people, they drive a car, ride a bike, and they walk on foot. So we still call them ma lu.
Ma lu.
Yeah, ma lu. And then to describe that's a big road, we say da ma lu.
Da ma lu.
Yeah, da is big. So da ma lu. And then in ancient time, you mentioned about One Belt, One Road. And of course, that's a modern initiative. In ancient time, there was something called Silk Road. And then it's Si Lu.
Si Lu.
Yeah, Si means silk. Mm. And it's actually two characters doubling up that indicates the silk, the really raw material made out of the silkworms. So silk, silk together, silk. Because you have to make some structure to make it useful. So Silk Road, Si Lu.
Si Lu.
Yeah. So you mentioned about One Belt, One Road. Can you explain what that is to the audience?
Yeah. Well, the One Belt is actually the Silk Road that goes from China through Central Asia into the Middle East and now far into Western Europe, all the way to, for example, London and Madrid, where we now have railway links back to China.
Right.
But then there's the road, which is the maritime Silk Road. So it's actually the waterway from China around Southeast Asia, around India, into the Middle East, East Africa. And then there's also One Circle now. They've announced a third part. And One Circle is the Arctic route that goes from eastern China north through the Arctic and ends in Rotterdam. And then it goes from Rotterdam south, and the Chinese are widening the Suez Canal. Mm-hmm. And so it forms a circle that encompasses the Belt and Road.
Right. So it's for trading.
It is. It's basically a build out of ports, airports, highways, railway links, super fast railway links, telecom infrastructure and physical infrastructure like, you know, the widening of the Suez Canal, the building of a new canal in Nicaragua is another piece of this. Mm-hmm. They're investing hugely, not just in Africa, but also in Latin America, especially Mexico.
Right. How many countries are involved?
Do you know, I keep losing track, but
right.
It's
they keep
hundreds.
Adding more countries.
Keep adding more and more and more. So it's really a very, very big project. And it's designed to help China grow their brands internationally and create GDP for the country, wealth for the country from outside, not just inside.
Right. So that's very convenient and also making the cost for trade much lower and more faster.
Absolutely.
Right. Okay. To say One Belt, One Road, there's also a Chinese part of it. We say 一带一路.
一带一路.
Yeah. 一 is one. So easy. 一一. And then lu, as you remember, 一路, one road, and to say belt, 带. 带, like a 带. Belt. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there's most of people, when we say 带, we know that's the long shaped stuff, and then the belt on your waistline. And we normally it's made up out of leather. Of course, nowadays could be any material. We still call anything you wear on the belt, we call them 皮带.
皮带.
Yeah, 皮带.
皮带.
皮 means leather. And so the belt made out of leather. And of course, as we know, in your case, could be ruby and could be plastic and could be crystal, could be anything, could be fabric. But we still call them 皮带, even if it's not made out of leather. Mm. Yeah, so 一带一路, that's one belt, one road.
一带一路.
So the project is like multi-billion investment.
But actually, to put it in perspective, they created an institution to finance it called the Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank, which opened last May with a balance sheet that's bigger than the World Bank on its first day of operation.
Right.
That's how big it is.
Okay. Yeah. That's incredible. And then in addition to the infrastructure, do they also make some effort in, for example, the cultural understanding?
Yeah, I don't think it's the main focus, but definitely this is part of a very broad strategy by China to also increase its influence in the world. And things are changing fast. For example, the biggest buyer of oil from Saudi now is no longer the United States. It's China. So naturally, not only are there going to be tighter economic links, but cultural links will naturally happen as well.
Mm-hmm. So how long the project is going to last for?
Well, this is the thing. There isn't a timeline. It's just...
It's
an announcement of a continuous strategy. And the question that people have is this the thing that cements China's place in history as a world leader of the global economy? Or is it the thing that breaks them? Because the cost of financing this is massive, and already China has debt issues at home. So there's a lot of controversy about what will the performance be. Mm-hmm. But there's no doubt building these links will be helpful to the world economy.
Sure, yeah. And then it sounds like they are the sole provider of the capital in this case. And how about the countries they collaborate with?
Yeah, well, I think they look to do financing deals, not just with the countries that they're operating in, but also to gain global financial backing for these projects. And some of them will require that. You know, building a canal in a place like Nicaragua that is roughly going to be twice the size of the Panama Canal, or the new port that they're aiming to build in Mexico that'll be roughly double the size of Long Beach. Again, widening the Suez. These are very, very costly projects. They've already completed the two longest railway journeys in the world, which go from Yiwu in eastern China to Madrid and London. So some of it they'll be able to finance themselves. Some of it they'll collaborate with the local countries. Mm-hmm. And some of it they're going to raise capital on global markets.
Right. Okay. So it sounds like it's a very long road, not only one. Although they claim it's one road, I can imagine there are like thousands of roads.
That's right.
Yeah. To say long road, we say 长路.
长路.
Yeah. 长 means long. And then the character is the image of very long, long thing. So 长路.
长路.
Yeah. So I hope it's not a long journey in terms of achieving it. And then after the infrastructure, of course, that's sort of the visible part. But just like, for example, in Europe, there were a lot of roads around for quite a while. And then there were many kingdoms, territories around since a couple hundred years ago, several hundred years ago. So it looks like the infrastructure is not only barrier, just like the effort of European Union, the harmonization of regulations, like a free flow of labor and trade. In this case, after the infrastructure, what would you see? What would you predict from your signals would happen after the infrastructure? Because people would have need to flow freely.
Exactly. Well, this is the way to think about it. Once you build physical infrastructure, then many things will move. People will move, goods will move, services will move, and ideas will move.
Yep.
Cultural ways of thinking will move. And I predict that we're going to see an increase in interest in the ideas and the fashion and the products from parts of the world that have been a little bit disconnected from the world economy that are now going to be plugged into it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's actually quite exciting.
Right. Wow. I look forward to seeing the progress. Yeah. Okay. Since we talk about road, we go across the road every day. Mm. The way to say that, we say 过马路.
过马路.
Yeah. 马路 is the horse road. And then 过 is to go across. 过马路.
过马路.
Yeah, 过马路.
过马路.
Yeah, so when we 过马路, we have to be very careful. So we say 过马路小心.
过马路小心.
Yeah, 小 is small and 心 is the heart. So have a small heart means that you pay attention to details. 小心, be careful.
小心.
Yeah, 过马路小心.
过马路小心.
Yeah, and then if we put 路 in front and then put person, The person on the road is a pedestrian. So we say 路人.
路人.
Yeah, 路人 is a pedestrian. And then 路人 can also indicate people who are not insiders. So like people who we don't know, strangers. They are not people I know. They are just people on the street. So 路人.
路人.
Yeah, so 路人 can be either pedestrian or strangers. 路人.
路人.
Yeah, so in the world when the world is flat and the globalization, no one is 路人 anymore because they are our neighbors and they could be our friends and they could be our collaborators.
Absolutely.
Right. Thank you, Pipa. Pipa has an amazing book called Signals, and she told us how to observe the day-to-day situation, phenomena.
Yeah.
Signs?
Well, the book is about how to see signals that are right in front of your eyes that mm-hmm. give you hints about what the future will bring.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't, I mean, nobody has a crystal ball, so you can't predict, but you sure can be better prepared. And surely the world economy is creating many, many challenges. So anything that will help people be a little better prepared, I think has to be a good thing.
Yeah, you're right. And yeah, it's a fascinating book. And then what you do is not just to explain the economics. You actually bring the tough subjects, economics, into the day-to-day people, and you speak the English that we can all understand.
Well, that was definitely part of it, too. I find, you know, I'm a second-generation economist, and I think economists often use the language of mathematics to keep what they're doing away from public,
mm-hmm.
from the public.
Right.
And my goal was to put it in plain English so that absolutely everybody can
yep.
understand what we're talking about. What is the debt problem about? Why does it cause geopolitics to come back?
Mm-hmm.
Why do we see China building the Belt and Road Initiative?
Mm-hmm.
Why do we see populism happening? These are all driven by economic factors
yep.
and everybody can understand them if you just put it in plain English. So that
right.
was my job.
Yeah.
So, like what you
mm-hmm.
do with Chinese, you plain Chinese. Yeah. I'm plain English.
Right. Okay. You democratize the such an important subject, and a subject all of us should really understand. Okay. Thank you so much, Pipa. Today we talk about road, 路. To say the road we drive on the street, we say 马路. And to go across the road, 过马路. One belt, one road, 一带一路. Thank you, Pipa.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.